And I stress exit poll only. This is a forecast. But here you see the Conservatives up 9, an improvement on 2010 with 316 seats. You can see David Cameron there just looking rather thoughtful about what happens next. Now, the obvious thought for the Conservatives is to send for the Liberal Democrats. But, of course, the Liberal Democrats have taken some serious damage. Let's have a look. We'll bring on Labour, 239 MPs for them. And there's Ed Miliband watching the Conservative side to see the Lib Dems come on. So here they come. They are down 47. But here's the remarkable thing. This is where Nick was talking about exquisite torture. Look at this. Because they're actually on the line. The line is just down here. 326 is what they need to have an overall majority. And the coalition, Conservatives plus Lib Dems, 316 plus 10 under the exit poll, gets to exactly 326 seats in the House of Commons. Now, of course, it only takes a tiny variation in our forecast, and goodness knows we've seen them before, for them to drop below that. And then there could be other issues that Mr. Cameron might need to consider, and we'll just talk about that in a second. But we'll go to the opposition benches now. So we have Labour on 239. We bring on the SNP, and you can see them there, and a quite sensational result for them. Remember, 59 seats in total in Scotland. They've won all but one of them under our forecast. And at the last election, they only had 6 seats in total. So they've gone from 6 seats to 58 under Nicola Sturgeon. It is the standout result of the night, as well as what's happening between the two main parties. Now we bring on the others for you. And it's been quite a good night for Plaid Cymru, the Welsh Nationalists, who've gained a seat. And UKIP have 2 MPs under our forecast. Again, underlined, just a forecast at the moment. DUP in Northern Ireland, 8. And let's have a look at the others, which is the other Northern Ireland parties, and as David was saying, possibly George Galloway, we have on 11. Now, I mentioned the options for David Cameron. If let's just go back to this side for a second. If we have a situation where, as the night goes on, maybe the Lib Dems have suffered even more damage. Maybe they're down to 9 or 8, and suddenly, or the Conservatives have got fewer than those 316. What happens next? Well, he could ask for the DUP to join this coalition on this side, and he could try and bring them over to the government benches. But at the moment, under our forecast, even if you range all of these MPs together, including all the Labour MPs and the SNP MPs, they couldn't switch to this side and govern as a coalition because they do not make the 326 seats you need in the House of Commons for an overall majority. That's where we are at the moment with our forecast, and it leaves us poised, David, for a fascinating night.